This week on Foamcast Radio, Hasbro puts out another Lights and Sound Zombie Strike blaster. The creator of the D-Dart Tempest teases new blasters. I've got a tactical analysis of a new hopper-fed dart blaster, your regular dose of requisition recon and battlespace intel, and the creator of the only blaster-based video game that I know of is in the war room to tell us what's next.
Listen up and load up. It's time for the biggest podcast in the world, dedicated to foam blaster toys. News, reviews, events, and more. And now, recording from the broadcast bunker, it's Ben Anderson, the host of Foamcast Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. This episode coming to you from Spokane, Washington. Get it? That's a smoke joke. Alright, anyway, no new Foam Patrol officers this week, but I do want to shout out my existing officers. These are people who support the podcast with $10 a month or more. Armored Nerf, Boomstick Mods, Chris Davis, and Nick Peterson. Remember, you can join the Foam Patrol and get your own shout out in the episode by going to patreon.com/foamcastradio. Alright, let's get into your Stratcom. First up, we've seen leaks for the Nerf Alpha Strike Infantry Pack. This is a pack of Alpha Strike blasters, and it includes two Alpha Strike Stingers, these are the Jolt reshells we've seen before, as well as the Alpha Strike Optic, which is just an Alpha Strike Fang with a built-in faux scope. It's still a pullback prime pistol with a four-barrel smart AR. And then there's the big one, the Alpha Strike Vanguard. This is a pullback prime muzzle-loaded Springer, and it has an integrated stock that is too short for even children to shoulder properly. It also has an integrated angled foregrip, and it has storage for 10 darts along the top of the blaster and 5 more in the stock. Now, because this is an Alpha Strike blaster, none of the attachments are removable and there are no rails or attachment points anywhere. The entire infantry pack will sell for $20, but we're not sure exactly when it's going to be released. Next up is the Nerf Zombie Strike Contractor. This is a pump-action Springer revolver that uses an 8-dart cylinder. It also has an integrated angled foregrip on the pump, and it has a top attachment rail but no other attachment points. Now, contrary to what you might have heard, this is not a Battle Scout reshell. Just because a blaster features an angled foregrip on a pump does not mean it is similar to the Battle Scout, which was a clip-fed blaster. Similar to the Zombie Strike Revoltinator, the Contractor includes lights and sounds activated by pulling the trigger. It will sell for $30, and we don't have a release date for this one either. Next up, we have new D-Dart blasters that are being teased. Thanks to Luke from Out of Darts for posting the renders, but I'm not sure if these are just concepts or if they're actually confirmed since there weren't any actual photographs. There are a few different versions to talk about. The first is a version that has 20 different 3-round magazines for a total of 60 darts. And they look to be proprietary magazines. They don't look like they're compatible with Nerf. There's also an augmented reality version with a smartphone mount, and this one looks like it still fires darts, but it also interfaces with a smartphone via a headphone jack, and hopefully Bluetooth for iPhone users like me. Next, there's a rival version, which we already knew about from a German Toy Fair event, and at that event, they referred to this one as the Hailstorm. And then finally, there's some sort of squirt gun or silly string version, not really sure what's going on here. We don't know prices or release dates for any of these, but I will keep you informed. The last thing I wanted to let you know about is the new curved Talon magazines. Now, these are not knockoffs. This is an official worker product, and they're not curved for no reason. These magazines are actually longer and hold 18 rounds. Because the top of the magazine is still straight, these should be compatible with all existing adapters and blasters. They're available right now online, and I'm seeing them for prices of about $7. Foamcast Radio is supported by Blaster Wraps. I love modding blasters, and making them look unique can be so much fun. But painting takes a long time, a lot of sanding, and a clean and dust-free environment. Hydro dipping makes patterns possible, but takes a lot of skill and practice to get right. That's why I'm so excited about Blaster Wraps. These cool adhesive vinyl skins are custom created for popular blasters and available in hundreds of cool designs. From your favorite camo pattern to fun animal prints, even food patterns, and so much more. For a limited time, my listeners can get 20% off their order of any Blaster Wraps product by visiting foamcastradio.com/wraps and using the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout. Customizing your blasters has never been so easy. Get your Blaster Wraps today at foamcastradio.com/wraps and be sure to use the coupon code FOAMCAST at checkout for your exclusive discount. Thanks to Blaster Wraps for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, everybody, time for my tactical analysis of the Dart Zone Adventure Force Sportsman. The Sportsman is a pump-action, hopper-fed dart blaster, and it's got a 20-dart hopper that can be reloaded all at once or via a top-off slot. It also includes a carrying handle, but it doesn't have any accessory attachment points or rails of any kind. It's priced at $20, and because this one is branded Adventure Force, it is a Walmart exclusive. As a quick reminder, Walmart owns the Adventure Force brand and stamps it on the blasters that they license from Dart Zone, X-Shot, Buzzbee, and a bunch of other toys that aren't even blasters. The Sportsman is available right now at Walmart. Okay, let's talk about the ergonomics. First of all, it has very comfortable adult-sized grips. I don't think that they're too big for kids, but they're also not so small that your fingers fall off of them if you're an adult. One thing that, of course, I noticed right away is that the pump grip has the little notch on the wrong side, meaning your hand should run into that notch when you're pulling back on the pump, not when you're pushing forward. But in fairness, most blasters do get this wrong, and it's not that big of a deal. In spite of having a very high center of gravity, the Sportsman doesn't feel top-heavy when you're using it. Aesthetically, this blaster has the proportions of a sawed-off shotgun. It doesn't have any stock or any way to attach one, and the barrel doesn't extend much beyond the end of the pump's travel. Interestingly, there is a fixed front sight that has no corresponding rear sight, but sights on blasters are usually just for looks anyway. Function-wise, the hopper mechanism functions super well. It has internal agitators that keep the darts headed down into the feeding mechanism. Even so, the operator will need to mess around with this blaster a little before taking it onto the battlefield just to figure out how it works. The top-off slot also works really well. In fact, you could reload the entire hopper this way if you really wanted to. Unfortunately, the Sportsman doesn't have slam fire, but it also doesn't have a way to deprime it. If you prime it, you have to fire it. But there's no lock preventing you from priming it over and over again and jamming the barrel full of darts. Now let's talk about performance. It's about what you probably expect at this point from a Dart Zone blaster, and not having any air restrictor definitely helps it get above elite performance. I got an average of 79 feet per second in my testing with the included Adventure Force waffle darts. Now when it comes to moddability, I'm sure you can probably put a spring upgrade in it of some kind, but my first priority would definitely be lock removal so that it can be deprimed. In fact, considering the fact that there's no lock preventing you from double priming, and there's no slam fire, I don't understand why it has a trigger lock on it at all. Also, I do find it disappointing that it doesn't include any attachment points or rails. In conclusion, this is a pretty good loaner, especially for outdoor battles where you're going to be doing a lot of scavenging. Just make sure that the person you hand it to gets a little bit of instruction on how it works, or they'll be double feeding it in no time. It is a great value at only $20, so if you've got money to burn, I would pick one up to add it to your arsenal. Alright, let's get into your requisition recon. Amazon has the Nerf Rebel Mission Central App rail mount for $5, and the Boomco Dart Holder accessory is also $5, but the one big sale that I found over at Amazon is the Nerf Mega Thunderhawk. Normally $50, it's on sale for just $34. I've also got a bunch of coupon codes for you. If you make a purchase from PlayRect, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 15% off, good through the end of the year. If you make a purchase from Blaster Wraps, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 20% off. If you make a purchase from Flux Sunglasses, use the coupon code FLUXCAST10 for 10% off. And if you make a purchase from SM Enterprises, use the coupon code FOAMCAST for 10% off. And make sure you join my Facebook fan group, Foamcast Radio Fans, where I post giveaways from all different blaster manufacturers and mod companies. For example, Buzzbee is giving away a Battle Blazer, and I also just posted a giveaway for a Red Dot Sight and a Tactical Flashlight. Perfect for the Nexus Pro. Alright, let's talk about your upcoming Battle Space intel. I just have one item for you this week. On Sunday, September 20th, New York City Nerf Ops is having their Cataclysm 9 Camoclysm event in Manchester, New Jersey. Make sure you follow at Foamcast Radio on Twitter for critical mission updates. And for more info and to make sure your event gets mentioned on the podcast, visit foamcastradio.com/intel. Foamcast Radio is supported by Wrecked Blasters. Play wrecked and shoot faster and farther with CO2-powered dart blasters. Choose the Op-6, a powerful single-shot pistol, or wield the magazine-fed pump-action Op-4, powered by dual CO2 cartridges and compatible with the leading brand's magazines. Be sure to use coupon code FOAMCAST at playwrecked.com for 15% off your purchase. That's PLAYREKT.com. Thanks to Wrecked Blasters for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, everybody. This week, I'm really excited to be talking to Isaac Morris. He's the creator of the Roblox game Nerf FPS. Isaac, how you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. I'm really excited to talk to you about this game that you've been working on. A ton of people are playing it right now, and you've been breaking some milestones and stuff. Before we get to that, though, I always like to learn more about my guests. So just to start out, how did you actually get into the blaster hobby and playing around with Nerf blasters?
Well, I've always loved Nerf as a kid, like ever since I was like 8 or 9 years old. I remember just like thinking that they were cool when like I would shop at Walmart with my mom and she let me go to like the toy aisle. And I thought Nerf guns were cool and she bought me one. And I just like wanted to like get new ones and like switch out different attachments. Eventually like modify them. And then I really wanted to like, make a game since I was like into Roblox at the time.
And so tell me about that. When did you actually start making games?
I've started making games since I was like 6, doing like Scratch, like scratch.mit.edu. It's like a beginner, like, coding, website that's been around forever. And I dabbled around that. That's how I kind of learned the basics of like programming and how games kind of like function in a way. And then I just went, through Roblox because those two sites, they were actually like the only sites I could really go to as a kid because my parents had like parental like controls on my computer because, you know, I was only like 6 or 7 years old at the time. And so Roblox was the other website and I just checked it out and, you know, that's how it started.
And then obviously, you know, Nerf FPS has been something you've dedicated obviously a lot of time to. Are there other games that you've worked on as well?
Yeah, I've worked on like a few, like there's been other Nerf FPS games, like ones before it, and there's like another one that's like based on a newer engine, but it's kind of like scrapped now. It was a kind of like a failed little technical demo that we did. But I did also make a game called Bullets versus Lasers, which is kind of like an FPS game where you got lasers and they can like shoot with like instant velocity and range. And then you got the bullets and they can shoot through walls, but you know, they got like tons of bullet drop. I don't know. That was like a cool game that, came out like in 2014, 2015.
Now you mentioned that there have been other iterations of Nerf FPS, going all the way back to when you first came up with this idea. When did that happen?
That happened, like, the idea, like, that I was, like, highly considering and, like, kind of working on, started, like, in 2012. So I was, like, 11 years old at the time. And I was just messing around with different gun kits that, were, like, available, for developers to use. Cause they have, like, free models, which is, like assets that, are free that, developers can use in Roblox Studio to, like, put in their games and, like, kind of mess with them around. And so there were like a few that were like gun kits. So I would mess around with that. And that's how I like kind of really learned how to code because it would already have like code in the game or like in the free model asset, like in the gun kit that I would use to, you know, edit the way that I wanted to, you know, shoot the guns the way that I wanted it to. And so I started working on that in 2012 and like 2013. And then the first ever Nerf FPS came out in 2014, I believe.
Now, obviously, this game has a lot of similarities with a lot of popular FPS games that are already out there. Is there anywhere in particular that you draw inspiration from for the different features and mechanics of Nerf FPS?
I like to, I'm kind of like inspired, like a lot of people say that the game is inspired, you know, by Call of Duty. It's basically like Call of Duty, but with Nerf guns. And those features I like because I feel like it kind of fits in the game and how the play style is, because it's not like a very static, like very strict movement style FPS game like Counter-Strike or like Valorant. And it's not like a large scale game like Battlefield or anything. So I mostly just like the game's mostly inspired by COD.
Well, it definitely seems like you've spent a lot of time working on this game. On average, how much do you think you spend like per week, per month on building Nerf FPS?
Well, there's obviously like different development cycles and different like waves of development that happens, especially with how long of a lifespan this current Nerf game is. It's been almost 3 years that I've still worked on it. And, you know, there's been like heights in terms of like crunch time and like development time where I would spend like 12 plus hours a day for like a straight week on like a certain update or like a certain feature that I want to add to the game. Or like while we're creating, like while we were first starting out to like developing the game from the ground up. We did like a lot of crunch time, and I was spending like, you know, since I was still doing school at the time, I was only spending like 6 hours like after school. But that was like 6 hours I was consistently working after school, and then I would just go back to bed and then go to school again and, you know, repeat.
Wow. Well, it sounds like, you know, sometimes you've got more free time than other times. In between working on the game, do you still actually play with blasters, like in real life?
Oh, yeah. I still have two of them right now because I've been moving to different places recently, so I haven't been able to, like, you know, carry all the blasters that I have. But I have two right now. I have a Rival Roundhouse and the new Nerf Elite 2.0 Commander, the little revolver. And those have been fun.
Very cool. Well, I definitely have more questions for you about the game. Before we get to those, though, I've got a quick message from one of my hand-selected sponsors, and then we'll be right back. Foamcast Radio is supported by Hobby King. When I need a new battery for my latest blaster build, my favorite place to go is Hobby King. I can put in the exact specs and dimensions I want, and Hobby King gives me a list of candidates at incredibly affordable prices. Every flywheel build I make has a battery in it from Hobby King because I can count on them to fit perfectly and have the discharge rating and capacity I need for maximum performance and reliability. You can get 100 reward points when you create your Hobby King account for free right now. Take advantage of this offer exclusively available to Foamcast Radio listeners by going to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking. Once again, to get 100 reward points, go to foamcastradio.com/hobbyking and create your Hobby King account for free right now. Thanks to Hobby King for supporting Foamcast Radio. All right, everybody, we are back with Isaac Morris, creator of Nerf FPS. Now, something that I'm curious about, Isaac, is recently, because of this whole global pandemic situation, a lot of people are staying home, spending more time recreating at home. Have you seen an increase in players since all of this started?
Oh, definitely. I remember before the pandemic, I was only averaging like 200 or 300 concurrent players. And, you know, especially with me like updating the game and whatnot. But I even saw like a boost before then, when the pandemic hit, like in March and May, especially, where everybody really was staying home and like really spending a lot of time like on the computer and whatnot, whether doing Zoom calls or just like playing games because they have nothing else to do. And so I definitely saw like a big increase in players, and I'm averaging like 700 to 800 players concurrently.
Wow. Well, that's definitely a pretty big jump. Since that's happened, have you noticed anybody playing the game that maybe you recognize them from the Blaster community?
Aaron Esser, I believe he makes YouTube content about like Nerf guns, and he does like GoPro, like gun game FPS edits with Nerf guns. That's what he mostly does. And he did a video on my game way back in the day, and that's how it got popular initially. There were a few other guys. There's a smaller YouTuber named Bobolo. Bobolo. I don't know, but he actually like live streams Nerf FPS, and he plays it a lot. And that's like another well-known guy, because he also has a YouTube channel with like 10,000 subscribers, and he does a pretty good job over there. And he's a Nerf YouTuber. He does like Nerf gun reviews and like mod tutorials and some whatnot. And he's a pretty cool guy too. And he plays my game.
Well, that's pretty cool. That's got to feel pretty good. Are there any new features or blasters that you're currently working on adding, or anything that is set to come out soon?
So I do plan on adding three new guns, the Nerf Mega Thunderhawk, the Nerf Elite 2.0 Commander, and the Rival Roundhouse. Those are three guns that we're still, you know, building and 3D modeling and working on getting those out. And then I also want to add like a sliding mechanic to the game. So you sprint and then you tap the crouch button and then you can slide. And it'll be kind of like a cool mechanic because it'll add like a better movement mechanic in the game, because how the game is set up, bullets drop, like the Nerf darts, they drop pretty far, especially on like the electronic blasters in the game. So a lot of players have to run up closer to the enemy they want to shoot at. So that'll add a better flow of the map design and the gameplay, I think it would.
Very cool. And then, of course, recently we've seen a lot of blasters coming out from companies like Dart Zone and X-Shot. And of course, there are a bunch of cool community blasters, 3D printed offerings and stuff like that. Have you considered adding any non-Nerf blasters to the game?
Yeah, I've definitely considered it. I kind of didn't before, back in the day, because the game was called Nerf FPS. And I'm like, dude, it's Nerf or nothing. Like, that was, you know, their motto. And I'm like, it's Nerf or nothing, dude. I don't want like Boomco or like Busbee guns or whatever. I just wanted Nerf back then. But the other options out there, like the other brands that are out there, they're actually like coming out with really decent blasters, and like really good ones that some even outperform like all of Nerf's lineup. And so I've definitely considered actually just renaming the game into a different game or a different name than Nerf FPS. And then adding like those other brands into the game.
You mentioned the Elite 2.0 Commander. Have you thought about adding any of the other Elite 2.0 blasters, or maybe like Ultra blasters, or any of the newer Nerf lines?
Yeah, I've definitely considered it. I've just never had like my hands on, especially the Ultra blasters. I've seen videos of it, and I kind of get how they shoot and whatnot, and how the darts interact aerodynamically and whatnot. But yeah, I definitely want to like just scoop like a, you know, maybe a Nerf Ultra 2 or something at Target and see how it performs, and maybe I'll add it to the game. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, it's definitely going to be exciting to see what happens. If people want to follow along and kind of see what you're up to, where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on Twitter at Isaac the Pooper. And you can also contact me through my Nerf FPS Discord server. There's like a cool little shortcut link on the games page on the Roblox page of Nerf FPS.
Awesome. Well, Isaac, thank you so much for talking to me today. It's been awesome getting to learn more about you and about your game developing and about Nerf FPS. Before I let you go, I've got that one final question that I ask every guest at the end of an interview. And that, of course, is, what is your favorite blaster?
My favorite blaster at the moment has to be the Rival Percy's. In real life, the thing shoots like a mad, like just a madman. It's like something from like Mad Max. It's like an awesome SMG with like a detachable battery that you can recharge, and it performs really good too. I just really like the blaster. That's my favorite right now.
Great answer. Isaac, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, man. It was a blast.
All right, everybody, if you want to hear the pre- and post-interview conversation I had with Isaac, Patreon supporters have access right now to the uncut War Room audio that's over half an hour long. We even talked about some upcoming new game modes, so you should really check it out. Before I sign off, I've got a quick action item for you. Head to the Foamcast Radio fans group on Facebook and answer this question. If you could change three things about our hobby, after getting rid of solvent welds and putting screws back in Elite 2.0 blasters, what would your third change be? Thanks to Blaster Wraps, Playrect, and Hobby King for sponsoring this episode. Please support the podcast by supporting my sponsors. Hey, remember, if you hear someone supporting Foamcast Radio, that means they're supporting our hobby, and supporting them helps to support the podcast too. You can find a complete listing of all my sponsors at foamcastradio.com/sponsors. Thanks to Isaac Morris for being my guest this week, and thanks to my supporters on Patreon. If you liked this episode, please consider becoming a supporter on Patreon for as little as $1 a month. Rewards include shoutouts, suggesting questions for upcoming guests, automatic entry in every counterintelligence contest, and more. You can sign up and directly support future episodes of the podcast at patreon.com/foamcastradio. You heard me thank the officers at the top of the show, but I also need to thank my junior officers. These are people who support the podcast with $5 a month or more, Foam Focus, and Slater. I've also got my recruits, people who support the podcast with $1 a month or more, but I don't have any to thank this week. And finally, thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the battlefield.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe to make sure you won't miss a single episode. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, so it's easy to follow us and share this episode with your friends. You can also find us at foamcastradio.com, where you can view the show notes, order merch, and more. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of Foamcast Radio.
This is a Redeemed Recordings production. Copyright Redeemed Recordings 2020. Find more ritual content at redeemedrecordings.com.